At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app. Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Gang's all here, ready to go. Todd back from his procedure, looking tan once again, as we always do every Monday on the program, best and worst of the weekend. But since it's a Tuesday, we weren't here yesterday, we're going to do that today. Best and worst of the weekend, what you saw that you liked, you didn't like. A little later on, the SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey will stop by. Duke drops number 9 Clemson last night. Florida State handles LSU with a great second half on Sunday night. But, of course, the big news in college football is Colorado beats TCU and squeaks by, but an impressive performance doing that on the road. And Deion Sanders is feeling Deion Sanders.
What's up, boss? You believe that? You hold on. Do you believe in that? Huh? No. I read through that bull junk you wrote. I read through that. I sifted through all that. Yeah. Oh no. Come on. Do you believe? You don't believe. You just answered it. You don't believe. Next question.
Well, that's Deion talking to Ed Werder, Ed Werder of the Mothership, who will join us coming up here in a little bit. We'll find out if Ed believes in Colorado after the impressive performance. Yes, Seton.
He read through that bull junk.
Yes, he did. But singling out Ed, and we, of course, will do the same. Ed will join us a little bit later on this first hour. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. Say good morning. Those watching on Peacock, thank you for downloading the app. You can watch this program and our radio affiliates around the country. We'll have a play of the day, poll question, stat of the day. Also, it's a big day because it's the official release of the Occasionally Accurate Annals of Football, the NFL's greatest players, plays, scandals, screw-ups, and stuff we totally made up. It's the book that I wrote with Joel Cohen, who's a writer for The Simpsons. So it's available wherever you get your books. And in case you're wondering, well, what would be in the book? I'll tell you about that coming up, some of the things that we discuss in this. Penny's Bang Biscuits are available. They're yogurt-dipped biscuits, and they are delish. DanPatrick.com, handmade from scratch, plus 20% of all the Bang Biscuit sales given back to handpicked partners in the pet industry. Penny's Bang Biscuits and Bang Jerky available at DanPatrick.com. This first hour brought to you by our good friends Mercedes-Benz and cars that they're doing right now. The vehicle's all electric, but the feeling is all Mercedes, like no other automaker can. The choice is yours. Learn more at MBUSA.com/EQ. What happened with Colorado this weekend could not have happened without the transfer portal. When you try to build a team the way it used to be, if you had transfers, they had to sit out. But because of the transfer portal And Deion has upwards of 80 new players that have come in, and he's a great recruiter. A couple of years ago, I thought Florida State was making a mistake by not bringing him in as their head coach. Now, Florida State looks like Florida State once again, but Deion makes an impression. There are certain athletes that when you think about them, they're timeless. Allen Iverson is timeless. He represents or represented a lot of different things to a lot of different people. Kobe is also up there. Deion was like that. Bo Jackson is like that. As soon as you say their name, smile comes over your face. You're like, there was something great going on there. But their impact on future generations cannot be understated. And that's what Deion has done. That's what Deion did. And Deion is a presence. He's going to go in there. There's no other recruiter who's better than Deion Sanders. They're just not. He walks in. Mom and dad knows who he is. And what he's going to say, that's pure Deion. Nobody else can deliver something like that. I don't know how he is as a football coach, X's and O's, but I know that he could run a program, build a program, recruit, and he's going to give you positive affirmation. And you heard that. Pre-game speech, post-game speech. Now, you know, he said, we're collecting receipts. That's fine. I don't blame him. It's a big win against TCU. But now the season starts. Like, once this wears off a little bit, you got a game against Oregon, I believe, at Oregon. Paulie, do you have the Colorado schedule?
Yeah, I got Colorado-Nebraska, national TV next week on Fox. Then they host Colorado State. Then at 15 Oregon, host USC September 30th.
Okay. But he is calling out people who didn't believe. And I think I took a kind of a cautionary tale. You know, maybe it would be called a measured approach. I said, I don't know about this year, but in 2 years, what Deion will do at Colorado. I still don't know. But, you know, he makes it seem like he's, you know, nobody knew about Travis Henry, Hunter. They did know about him. Now, he's one of the top players in the country. He went with, you know, Deion. And at the time, I said he won't spend his entire career at Jackson State because Deion won't spend his entire coaching career, his career, Travis Hunter, at Jackson State. He was going there because of Deion. But he was one of the top players in the country. So that's not a surprise to anybody. And Deion's son, Shador, was awesome. Put up incredible numbers. In fact, Deion talked about how they questioned his son coming here.
For real? Shador Sanders from HBCU?
Absolutely.
The one that played at Jackson last year?
The one that played at Jackson State last year.
The one that you asked me, why would I give him the starting job? But like that? No, not you. I got receipts. I know who they are. Not you, baby. I just got to say it. I would never do that.
Okay. He's having fun, you know, you're calling out reporters and, we'll just see how it goes the entire season. Let's see how, you know, what he's done, bringing everybody together, getting all the transfers in there from the transfer portal. And, you know, reporters will keep receipts as well, but our job is not to root for Deion Sanders, you know, like he's calling out people. People have a job to do, and they're assessing it. Now, if you say they're going to get blown out or they have no chance, okay, then you can keep a receipt. But your job is to analyze this, look at this, and hopefully report on it. And I think that's what people are doing. You're bringing all these kids together, and you're going to send them out there. How much time have they been together? You're going to play on the road against TCU. But the fact that Deion goes to Texas – and was able to win this game. Now you have the inevitable letdown. Like you just do. It happens with every sport. There's always something where you go, all right, now Deion's job is to, now we have to continue. But what did we say when Deion went to Colorado? The next morning when he took the job, I said, I don't know how good, but they're relevant. And that's all you want. How many football programs won one game last year, and they're relevant. Now you could, and Marvin brought this up over the weekend, if I'm a network, do I have a flex schedule here? Can I get Colorado into prime time? But it was a perfect storm. on the road. They were 20 to 21 point underdogs the entire summer. That point spread came out. And TCU, of course, has a new quarterback. You know, new players from last year went to the national title game. But now all of a sudden, you know, you're 21 point underdogs. And I'm sure that Deion reminded his kids every single day. Nobody believes in you. Three touchdown underdogs. And they took that chip and they ran with it. Now the question is, see, you're not surprising anybody anymore. Now you're on everybody's radar. Now it's like, okay, this can be real. Is it sustainable? That's the important thing with this. Because before, and Deion was saying, you know, we had some expert who said we could be the worst team in college football. Least amount of talent. Now, that's where you keep a receipt. But all of this now, can you keep using it? Because now everybody's going to heap praise on you. Everybody's going to praise your son. They're going to praise your two-way player, Travis Hunter. Then you're on the road, going to play Nebraska. You got USC. You're out of Oregon. It's tough. But I don't want to hear the following. Well, hey, we lost a couple of games. It's hard to bring all these kids together and make it work in the first year. You can't have it both ways. If you're here, you're here, and you're going to prove it this entire season. Not a one-off against TCU. Yes, Eaton.
Yeah, it feels like an awfully big victory lap to have taken.
I love the possibility of what you have with these programs. It's a great turnaround. I watched Texas State against Baylor. I was fascinated by Texas State for some reason. I don't know why, but I know they've had the third most transfers. So Colorado is number one. I think Texas State is three. And then they upset Baylor 42-31. I don't know if Texas State has taken a victory lap. I don't know if their coach has said anything. I don't know if he's taken any receipts there. But that was pretty damn impressive for me. Yeah, Paulie.
Texas State sounds like a made-up university. Like Johnny B. Good. I think it was Texas State. He goes to Old Tex or one of those movies.
Deion was on with Pat McAfee yesterday and talked about Travis Hunter, his two-way star.
This man right here is a dog. You saw on the shirts, we don't have captains, man. I don't believe in that foolishness.
Love it.
I believe in leaders and dogs. Every dog ain't a leader, and every leader ain't a dog. We got some dogs. That kid right there is a darn Rottweiler, man. He don't play. He texts me at 6 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. Let's go, baby. Let's go do this. That's the text I got from Travis at 6 o'clock in the morning. Let's go do this, baby.
Okay. And he did. He played in like almost 130 plays, two-way player. And don't compare him to Charles Woodson. Charles Woodson didn't play the number of offensive plays that Travis Hunter is playing. You know, they did that for Charles Woodson as a novelty so people would go, oh, two-way player. You're adding, you know, you're trying to get a defensive back to be able to win the Heisman Trophy. And he did. But Travis Hunter is not a surprise. Not a surprise. Shouldn't be a surprise to anybody. I watched him in high school. I watched him in an all-star game. And there was, you know, you got that feeling when you watched him. It's like he's so good he shouldn't even be playing in these games, that he was already at a next level. Deion saying he should be the number one pick overall. Okay. Just take a deep breath here. Deion doesn't take deep breaths. Yes, Seton.
Travis Hunter playing all those snaps. Is that something we should be celebrating? It feels pretty reckless.
Well,
it's an anomaly. It's like, holy crap, can you believe this guy? There's a reason people don't do that.
He's sort of the Ohtani of college football. That you're going to, well, hopefully he doesn't have, you know, Tommy John surgery or anything like that. But I think the novelty is there. I don't know if Deion says, hey, I need him out there to play both ways. I want him out there to play both ways. Why not play both ways? Deion wanted to play both ways. And he probably looks at Travis Hunter and sees himself and says, hey, I would have done that at Florida State. But he had 11 catches, had an interception. Yes, Eaton.
Why didn't he do it at Florida State?
I don't know if they would have let him.
And why is that?
Probably because it was reckless and you didn't want
probably
to get her.
Probably because it's a terrible idea. Probably because it's a terrible idea.
Dion's going to take receipts from you, Seagull.
I hope that he takes that receipt.
Yeah, so
I
next time he sees you in a press conference, he'll be, hey, what?
Yeah, I would love nothing more than for this to be a bad take at the end of the day.
Yes, Todd.
Not only could it be reckless because of the pressure on the body having to play that many plays, but wasn't it like over 100 degrees as well?
Yeah.
I know they got little fans and drinks and ways to cool you off, but playing that many plays with weather that they said on the field was like 110 degrees or something.
I enjoyed it. I loved watching the game. There were a couple of games that I dove into that far deeper than I thought I was going to, including Texas State and Baylor. I watched Michigan, the Florida State game, Clemson last night against Duke. It's one of those games where you go, it feels like Clemson can get 7 yards on every single first down, but Duke ends up winning that game. And I think the score is kind of deceptive because Clemson, and maybe, you start to look at Clemson, they had that window. And, sometimes that window closes a lot quicker than you think. And then there's another school that comes in, and then they stay on top for 3 or 4 years. I don't want Dabo Sweeney taking receipts from me. I'm calling, Clemson past their prime. It was just, I'm watching Duke at Duke, and I'm thinking, all they have to do is stay close because you got the home field advantage, and they got a really good quarterback. And ended up surprising. Dabo Sweeney. Yeah, Paulie.
Clemson had the ball 7 times in the second half, 7 possessions. They neither scored nor punted on any of those possessions. That rarely happens.
Yeah. Yes, Marvin.
Going back to Texas State, wasn't that the team in Necessary Roughness?
It could have been.
I think it was.
Scott Bakula?
The Armadillos, I think.
Texas State Armadillos. Yeah.
Jason Bateman as the running back.
Don't forget Sinbad.
Sinbad.
Yeah. God's gift to comedy.
Kelly Ireland as your kicker.
She's the kicker.
Yeah. Yes, she was. She was a kicker.
Yeah.
I think I missed that.
Hector Alonso.
Okay.
The head coach.
It's a good bad movie. It's bad, but it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, you missed it as it's been too long since you've seen it, or you missed it altogether.
I missed it altogether.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Scott Bakula. Remember the guy who was on Quantum Leap?
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to spoil it for you, Dan, but he plays like this 38-year-old dude who his career went awry and he's on tough times. It's like Tin Cup with college football.
Oh, so he's getting his second chance?
That's it.
Okay. By the way, if you're wondering, DraftKings. Oh, I got odds here. I got DraftKings on Colorado against Nebraska and odds to win the Heisman. I got Travis Hunter and Shador Sanders odds to win the Heisman.
Except Heisman. Yeah.
Also, I have the over-under on Colorado win. I got it all coming up. Let me take a break. We'll talk to Ed Werder from the Mothership after he got yelled at by Dion in the press conference there. You believe? Next question. We'll talk to Ed Werder when we return. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. Labor Day signals that fall is approaching. Apple picking, fall leaves, chilly nights, everything Paulie loves. Legacy Box, cozy up and watch something special this fall, your family's home movies. This is what happens. Well, I'm going to tell you what happens in my family. So my kids are 25 through 32. When they come home, they want to watch home movies. And you know what's great? Legacy Box digitized everything. And that's photos, VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, 8mm film reels, everything. Got you covered. 15 different types of analog media. And what they do is you'll get it back on the cloud or a thumb drive along with your originals, and it's so easy to sit there and watch all your home movies. LegacyBox.com/Patrick. Right now you can enjoy 55% off when you get started with Legacy Box today. 10 years in the business, helping over 1 million families. Go to LegacyBox.com/Patrick. Get the incredible 55% off. Buy today. Send in when you're ready. LegacyBox.com/Patrick. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
The boundlessly capable all-electric EQS SUV from Mercedes-Benz with available transparent hood technology so advanced it can see through sheet metal. The vehicle's all-electric. The feeling all Mercedes. Learn more. MBUSA.com/EQS-SUV. Longtime NFL reporter, 26 years with the mothership, based in Dallas, and he's covering college football with Deion Sanders over the weekend. Ed Werder joining us on the program. What happened? They didn't have enough reporters to go see Deion's debut, and you got to go?
Well, I live 40 minutes away, and, you know, budgets being what they are, Dave. and you know, they wanted to see what kind of range I had journalistically, whether I could cover college football and pro football. And I do know Deion, maybe that was the reason we had a problem. I don't know.
Okay. Help me understand here what you wrote that Deion referred to. Now, once again, Marvin, can we play the clip where Ed's being singled out by Deion Sanders?
What's up, boss? You believe that? You hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Oh, no. Do you believe in that? Huh? Oh, no, no, no. I read through that bull junk you wrote. I read through that. I sifted through all that. Yeah. Oh, no. Come on. Do you believe? You don't believe. You just answered it. You don't believe. Next question.
All righty. What was the bull junk that you wrote, Ed?
Well, first of all, you know, in the moment, it just did not seem journalistically appropriate in that situation for me to meet his demand and tell him that I believed it, and whether I do or I don't. And interacting with him, as I mentioned, you know, over the years, he played for the Cowboys, played a long time in the NFL as a Hall of Fame player. And interacting as often as we have, I can't imagine that he really expected that I was going to commit to either position in that circumstance, because it was unprofessional to do so. Fortunately, he realized it wasn't going to happen, and eventually he moved on without taking my question, because if he was intent on waiting, we'd still be there. But I don't really understand, why did it matter? You know, in that moment, after all he and his sons and his coaching staff and his players had accomplished, why did he so for me to dismiss my obligations to be fair and objective and commit to Deion so that he would entertain my question? As for your question, I really don't know. I haven't been a writer in 30 years. I don't cover college football. This was an exception. I asked him, as you heard multiple times, what did I write? And he couldn't ever provide an example. And the reason is no such example exists. I've been doing television for the last 30 years. I'm almost exclusively a TV reporter, as you know. Now, I am active on social media. And some people have pointed to a Twitter post I had in March in which I said this exactly. Colorado's celebrity football coach has made CU Buffs football the most interesting program in the country. It's number two in merchandise sales. Folsom Field suites are sold out, and season ticket renewal rate stands at 97%. Deion Sanders has created attention before his first win. How does that somehow make me a doubter?
But he's using you as you were a prop. It didn't matter who was there for ESPN. They would have been a prop. You're the face of ESPN, and he's calling out ESPN. He's calling out a group. And you just happened to be the person who was there representing ESPN. That would be my take on this. He didn't want to hear what was fact. He was performing.
True. You know, and I think one of the things, sadly, that's happened in the media business now, and I think it plays into this type of reaction, is you can almost argue there are more former athletes in the media now than actual professional reporters. And so these players have a tendency, I think, to praise one another, whether deserved or not. And so that leads in a situation like this, if he's referring to my tweet, where somebody sees something that's not overwhelmingly positive and instead it feels negative in the context that they're used to. I mean, if that tweet is what set him off, and maybe you're right, maybe it was more who I was working for.
Yeah.
Although, as I mentioned, you know, I've covered Deion for a long time, and we've had a complicated history. We've had moments where we got along great, and he helped me do my job and consented to sit-down interviews, and we've had moments where it wasn't so wonderful. And during the Terrell Owens situation, he asked, as a commentator for NFL Network at the time, why couldn't I be the one who was lying instead of T.O. being the one who was lying? So I don't know if you're right. I think it's entirely possible. I also think it is possible that he was overly sensitive to this tweet where I referred to him as a celebrity coach, although I don't know how he doesn't think he's a celebrity. He would be offended if you told him he was not a celebrity, wouldn't he?
I wouldn't take it personally. I don't know if you are, even though he made it personal
to me. I mean, I've had a million things worse happen to me after a press conference or in a professional situation where I'm reporting on something. I've had players threaten to have me killed. Not do it themselves, of course. They contract it out.
Wait. Hold on. What happened where a player said, I'll have you killed, or in so many words?
Well, I referenced the Terrell Owens situation. I reported at ESPN that Terrell Owens had become a toxic influence in the Cowboys locker room. And that they were going to consider after the season releasing him, even though they would have to take a $10 million cap hit, and he was undeniably one of their best offensive players. But it had become an issue with certain players, including Tony Romo and Jason Witten and some members of the coaching staff. And I reported that. And the next day I went out to the locker room, because that's what you do when you're a real reporter, is you go out and see if anybody wants to take issue with you. T.O. would not talk to me before I published the story. And he didn't want to talk to me then. But other players were highly upset, and Tank Johnson, being one of them, threatened to kill me and said he was going to send some people to my house. And he asked me, where do you live? And I said, Tank, if you're going to kill me, I'm not going to make it that easy. Like, you're going to have to do a little work here.
Okay.
He had seen his bodyguard killed in front of him not long before. He had done jail time for weapons offenses and having, you know, dog fighting and all this other stuff. So he was entirely capable of it, in my opinion. It's the only time in my life, Dan, I ever got a gun to defend myself. I didn't ever need to use it, But and Tank and I got along fine after that, but I took him seriously in the moment.
Did you call police, security? Like, I mean,
no, I didn't. It's like this. I didn't want to make a big deal out of it. I went. I didn't tell the Cowboys PR people. I didn't go to the league. I went to their security person quietly and said, hey, just so you know, and if there's anything you can do to defuse the situation in case he's serious, you know, here's what happened. And they took care of it quietly, if they did anything. He never did anything as far as I know. And then a few years later, I called the league office for something. They said, you know, Tank works in the league office down just right down the hallway from Roger.
Yeah, head of security there for the commissioner. Wow. We're talking
interested in all the debates and discussions that they had about discipline and tried to help him out.
We're talking to Thug Life Ed Werder joining us on the program. He'll be covering the Kansas City Chiefs and the Detroit Lions back to his regular job. The Lions there on Thursday night with the Chris Jones situation. How possibility of he could actually be back in camp? Any chance he could play in this game?
You know, it doesn't seem like it from the people I've talked to on Andy Reid's staff since I got to Kansas City. It seems like they're prepared to play without him, as they should be at this point. I mean, they're almost 48 hours from the game. He hasn't been with the team in any capacity this offseason, so it'd be hard to imagine, as great as he is, that he could come in and play a significant number of snaps. I mean, maybe, I don't know, but I don't think they're close to resolving the contract situation that would lead to that outcome anyway. So I think Spagnuolo is going to have to figure out another way to take on the Lions offense.
I hope the Lions keep this close because I don't want this to be, oh, you know, everybody's all in on the Lions. And then, you know, the fact that the NFL said, I mean, the NFL has to believe in the Lions being good, right? To have that as the opening night. Are you a believer in the Lions being a legitimate, I'm not going to say playoff team, more than a playoff team this year?
Well, I think with, you know, the state of the Packers being what they are, and given how the Lions played at the end of last season, they won, what, 8 of their last 10 games. I think they were 5th or 6th in the league in offense and scoring. So they have that capacity to put points on the board and win games. I think Jared Goff, this will be a great format for him, an opportunity. You know, he threw 29 touchdown passes last year, but only 6 came on the road. And so he's got to be better, more consistent than that if the Lions are going to fulfill what they think are attainable goals this season. But, yeah, I think the Lions can play. I think the interesting part of this, you know, without Chris Jones, that obviously makes it more important for the Chiefs to be able to score. And a lot of people are questioning again, well, they lost, you know, some receivers and Mecole Hardman and Schuster Smith. But, you know, Patrick Mahomes was the rare quarterback who prevailed in that situation last year. He lost Tyreek Hill, and where Aaron Rodgers struggled without Davante Adams, and Dak Prescott led the league in interceptions without Amari Cooper, and Ryan Tannehill had a miserable season without A.J. Brown. You know, he lost Tyreek Hill, arguably the best of all those receivers, and went out and still led the league in scoring and total offense and won another Super Bowl. So he's proven that he's able to overcome a lot of adversity that maybe other quarterbacks can't.
Why will this year be different for the Cowboys?
I don't know what you mean by that. They've won 12 games 2 years in a row under Mike.
How about the postseason? Why will the postseason be different for the Cowboys?
I don't know if it will be.
Oh, boy.
You know, I think they're a really talented team. I spent a week with them at training camp. This is one of the most talented teams I think the Cowboys have ever had. Dak Prescott's pretty much had good teams every year. You know, as Troy Aikman said, I think the thing they haven't done for a long time is they haven't played their best football against the best opponents in the postseason. And certainly the 49ers are, you know, an ominous opponent because of how well they play defense, and they shut the Cowboys down 2 years in a row in the playoffs and eliminated them. And I think that's why Mike McCarthy's calling the plays now. And I think Mike feels really that he can really make a contribution in that way, and I think he and Dak have a great relationship. And if you know, I don't think Dak Prescott, I mentioned he led the league in interceptions. I think that's the aberration. I don't think he had an interception problem, Dan. I think he had a wide receiver problem. And I think it's a wide receiver problem they've taken care of with the acquisition of Brandon Cooks.
Your Super Bowl pick is what?
My Super Bowl pick is I picked the Eagles and the Bills with the Bills prevailing.
Oh, all right. Are you covering any more of Deion Sanders games this season?
Not that I know of. Nobody from Bristol has called and asked if I'm available to go to Boulder and cover the Cornhuskers this week.
You should just show up, you know, just no credential. Just show up. Just go into the press conference there. Let him call you.
Deion, I have a question. No, I've had a question for a week that I'd like to ask. Now I don't know.
Yeah. Deion, you didn't answer this question from last week. I showed up to see if you'd answer it this week. Yeah, I know you're keeping receipts. Ed, I'm glad you're alive. I'm glad you're, you know, able to cover the games and didn't get hurt in the process of any of this. So we're all grateful for that.
Well, thanks for having me on, Dan. Good to talk to you as always.
That's Ed Werder. Ed Werder has more. ESPN NFL reporter based in Dallas. 26 years with the mothership, and he'll be covering the Thursday night NFL opener, the Lions and the Chiefs. I've got DraftKings odds. Colorado opened the year +7.5 against Nebraska, getting 7.5. What do you think the point spread is now that they've knocked off TCU? It'll be at Nebraska. Colorado against Nebraska. The point spread, according to DraftKings, is what, Todd?
Buffalo's 3-point favorites.
Okay. Seton O'Connor.
6.5.
Colorado favored?
Yes.
Okay. Marvin?
Colorado 3.5.
Bloop, bloop, bloop.
Look at you.
Well, 3.5-point favorites after Nebraska just lost against Minnesota.
Or Matt Rule.
All right. Over, under for Colorado for wins. Paulie?
They probably bumped it to 5.5.
Marvin?
6.5.
Seton?
7?
Todd?
6.
5. 5 wins this year. I have the odds to win the Heisman Trophy.
Which never hold. September Heisman never holds.
Hey, I'm taking receipts.
You know who was a September leader 1 year ago today? The September Heisman winner, Anthony Richardson of Florida, after his first game.
Yeah, and he ended up being a top 5 pick, Paul. All right, odds to win the Heisman, Caleb Williams, and then Michael Penix Jr. III, Jordan Travis, Sam Hartman, Bo Nix. Others, Travis Hunter, and then Shedeur Sanders. Caleb Williams is +450. Travis Hunter is +2,500, and Deion Sun is +2,800. That courtesy of DraftKings. All right, we'll take a break. Phone calls coming up. So is our play of the day. Keeper's Heart, new and unique whiskey that brings together the best of Irish and American whiskeys. I don't know if I can ever go back to just saying Keeper's Heart. It's Keeper's Heart, made by one of the best distillers in the world, Brian Nation. He rocked the whiskey world. He rocked the nation when he left Ireland. And he had started a lot of great whiskeys over there, came to the States to make Keeper's Heart. And Keeper's Heart combines the smooth character of Irish whiskey, the bold flavors of American whiskeys, to deliver a unique taste experience worthy of the record books. Keeper's Heart has been winning award after award, recently won the world's best Irish whiskey by the Tasting Alliance with their 10-year single malt. If you're a whiskey fan, give it a try. And make sure that you use the promo code DAN2023. That will allow you to enjoy $10 off your whiskey purchase at keepersheartwhiskey.com. That's keepersheartwhiskey.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play of the day.
Runner left. I got it.
Check this out.
Sadur takes a snap, dropping the throw, swinging out of the backfield, caught by Dillon. First down, 40, 35, down the sideline, 35, steps out of a tackle, 10, 5, end zone, touchdown! Touchdown, Colorado! On a fourth down and two, Dillon Edwards with touchdown number four. This one of 46 yards. Oh, it's prime time for Colorado football.
Take a breath. Courtesy of Learfield Sports. Sanders threw for a school record 510 yards, breaking the old mark set by Tyler Hansen in 2011. That's your play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by Legacy Box. Simple and safe solution, digitizing all your family's precious memories. And by going to legacybox.com/Patrick, you can enjoy 55% off when you get started. Legacybox.com, and that's legacybox.com/Patrick. Play of the day. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of this program. We'll get some phone calls here. What's the obvious lead here, Seton? You said as I was walking in and closing the door that people want to know why we're not covering what story?
Yeah, they said that this the college football talk is great, and Dion and all of that, but the nation's clamoring to know how Todd's kidney stones went.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Todd.
Everything went well. I'm just dealing with a lot of stent pain because they had to put the stent in to open up the area to clean everything out. It has to stay in 7 to 10 days. So there's just it's a feeling of like you always have to pee. And when you do, there's like an excruciating cramping sensation in your kidney. But
all right. You ask, you got it.
Part of the deal.
All right. That's why I didn't ask.
Yeah, but you're as a journalist, then you have to cover the stories people are interested in.
As a journalist.
As a journalist.
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 See what I did
journalist.
With that time?
Loop.
Yeah, thank you. Drip, drip. Yeah.
As a journalist.
Yes, Paul.
Ritzy, just to clear it up, did you complete the process on Friday of the obstruction is out? Did they?
Yeah,
blast
they
it?
They blasted the stone. As far as I know, everything went well. It's just this lingering pain because until this rubber tube gets pulled out, it's just an uncomfortable thing.
All righty.
But thank you for asking.
Okay.
Enjoy your breakfast.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Any other questions that haven't been answered yet?
It's actually horribly uncomfortable.
I know that. I've had it done, Todd.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Feels like someone is turning a knife into your...
Yes, Paulie.
I have another question. The great singer-performer Jimmy Buffett passed away over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Has anyone in this room been to a Jimmy Buffett concert?
Yes, I have.
How was it?
It was great.
I might have been.
Yeah.
Might have been.
Yeah, I was there with the Parrot Heads. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I met him a couple times. I was at a place in New Orleans, I think it's called Mother's, and famous for breakfast. And I was told, if you ever saw Jimmy Buffett, don't say hello, especially if he's eating. Don't interrupt him when he's eating. And my wife and I walked in, and I go, there's Jimmy Buffett. And she said, are you going to go up and say something? I go, no, you don't say anything to him while he's eating. And I said to his bodyguard, I said, hey, I'm Dan Patrick. Don't know if he knows who I am. Sportscaster, just want to say hello. And I'm going to go to Margaritaville tonight. It was the opening of Margaritaville. And he said, okay, I'll tell him. Well, he somehow tracks me down, or his people did, and said, hey, we want you to go to the opening of Margaritaville in New Orleans. So we go. We're the first ones there. And then we think, you know, maybe we're being punked here. Next thing I know, Joni Mitchell walks in and sits down. And then by the end of the night, they're up on the stage. They're singing. I mean, it is Margaritaville, as you would expect it to be with Jimmy Buffett. And big, big New Orleans Saints fan. Love talking Saints. And but he was fun. He was generous with his time. And we had a great time. So passed away. I guess he had been dealing with the rare form of skin cancer for quite some time. Yeah, Paul.
It was 9 years ago that we had Warren Buffett, the investor, and Jimmy Buffett on the same show.
That probably, to me, is emblematic of the kind of show we do. That we have one of the richest people in the world, and then he says, well, you know, I can get Jimmy on the phone. Hold on. Cheryl, call Jimmy and see if he'll come on the phone. And then all of a sudden I go, Warren Buffett is calling Jimmy Buffett to come on the show. And because I thought, I don't know if they're related, but, you know, and then he's like, Cheryl, get Jimmy Buffett on the phone and let him. Okay. And then you're going, all right. That was one of the great moments, I think, in this show's history, because we just sort of made it all work, and you didn't expect it to happen. All right, let me get some phone calls in here, but Jimmy Buffett passing away, what was he, 76?
Yep.
76, yeah. Buddha in San Francisco. Hi, Buddha. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, DP. I'm coming in hot today, 5'11", 190 on my 43rd birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Buddha.
So when I saw the release date for your book, I was like, that's a big sign for me to get the book. So looking forward to that. Best and worst of the weekend, Dan. I love Dion and Buffalo and what they did.
But
I just don't know if it's sustainable, Dan. I just don't know if that's sustainable. 129 plays, but it's awesome content. Worst of the weekend, Dan. Julio Urias. And domestic violence yesterday, it's a big, big blow to the Dodgers. No pun intended there, but we'll see what happens with that. You guys have a good week, boys.
Thank you, Buddha. Happy birthday. Yeah, by the way, the book officially comes out today. In case you're wondering, some people contributed to this. Writers who have written for Saturday Night Live, The Simpsons, Big Bang Theory, Modern Family, New York Times, The New Yorker. And some of the things that we go over in the book, The Butt Fumble, Immaculate Reception, presented as a sermon. We have a one-act play about the Tuck Rule, Trash Talk, the media and its impact in TV. We also talk about Tom Brady. We talk about things that you never bring to a tailgate. We fix penalties. We fix the Jets. We cram it all into this book, The Occasionally accurate annals of football. I would have picked another name, another word for annals, but I was overruled there. The NFL's greatest plays, players, scandals, screw-ups, and stuff we totally made up. So it's available wherever you get your books. And my thanks to Joel Cohen, who writes for The Simpsons, and it was his idea to come up with a book. Andrew in Washington. Hi, Andrew. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan and Danette. Thanks for taking my call. I got a best and a bestest. You went over them both in the show, but best, Duke beating number 9 Clemson for their first win in football versus a top 10 team since beating then number 7 Clemson in September 1989. Bestest, my Florida State Seminoles handling number 5 LSU and not allowing them to win all their games yet. And also, one more thing. How about the soon-to-be-gone Pac-12 being the only FBS conference to still be undefeated? Love that football was back.
I know. It was great. Seton, got an update on the poll results? I don't even know what question we went with.
Well, this is going to be a big surprise for you, Dan.
Okay.
We went with who had the worst weekend.
Ooh.
We have Colorado Doubters, Shohei Ohtani's agent, Brian Kelly and LSU, or Dabo Sweeney and Clemson. You want to guess? If you guessed Dabo Sweeney, you would be right. 43% of the audience. Yeah. Yeah, followed up by Brian Kelly and LSU.
We'll talk about Shohei Ohtani. Oh, boy. What could he have gotten 2 months ago? What's he going to get in a couple of months from now? Hour two on the way. One more item. We close out hour one, Traeger Grills. Rumor has it, Chad from Traeger is coming up later on this week, perhaps on Friday. And yes, Paulie.
Traeger gating. Yes.
Yes.
Good job.
So I have to tell Tyler, well, I'm telling Tyler right now that Chad's going to come in and Bigfoot him. Chad's going to take over the grilling duties on Friday. You know, there's a professional in the house. Well, actually, anybody can be great at it. Chad's a champion griller. Don't wait any longer to add that Traeger to your dream deck. You can head over to Traeger.com and you'll find the grill that's perfect for you and learn more about the discount offerings that they have. And make sure you use the promo code DPSHOW at checkout. That will get you free shipping. Also, you'll find out about the Traeger app. It's great. They have Wi-Fi connectivity. That means you can control your grill from your smartphone. Also, recipe inspirations. You'll find that on the Traeger app at Traeger.com. Make sure that you use the promo code DPSHOW at checkout for free shipping, and of course, happy grilling.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.